This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Dial toll free to join us here and bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
And, of course, you can bring up anything that is on your mind. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. Of course, we always bring stuff to the table that we think you might find of use. We've got some international-related headlines here tonight. Coming up, Chris, you're going to be telling us about the EU. Apparently, there's some new regulations or laws in place that will allow for censorship.
Yeah, there's already a lot of censorship, but more censorship.
It's going to get worse, apparently, so we can talk about that. Of course, Venezuela defaulting on loan payments, that's bad news.
It was only a matter of time.
Yep, it was only a matter of time, and we can tell you what that means for that country, which is spiraling down into just a hellacious pit of socialism. And, of course, you can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE like freedom. But let's start things out a little closer to home, Daryl. You've got a couple of interesting stories on the way here tonight. I'm not sure which one you want to throw out there first.
I've got the Detroit story pulled up, so let's go ahead and start with that.
What sort of bad news is coming out of Detroit? Because it's not normally good news.
It's not normally good news. This more on the interesting side. Story here from Reason.com. Last week in Detroit, undercover cops posing as drug dealers got into a public brawl with undercover cops posing as drug buyers. The local Fox station calls the fight, which involved drawn guns, flying fists, and at least two dozen officers.
Whoa.
A case of the good guys going after the good guys.
12 officers?
At least two dozen.
Oh, wow. So, so it's like a dozen on each side.
24, yes.
Wow. And nobody knew the other side was their side.
Well, they were from different precincts, which makes it a little more understandable, maybe. But, yeah, you would think that there would be some kind of communication.
Don't they have, like, jurisdiction and stuff? Like, you don't go in this area and stuff, and
well,
you don't go in that
area.
Well,
it's all within the city of Detroit. So just because, oh, you are, you know, working on the 27th Street office, and I'm North Street, it's still the same city. So it's not like they were bringing in people from Ann Arbor.
They're in their same jurisdictions. It's different.
Correct.
Okay.
But again,
and there's a lot of cops in these places, so they don't know each other.
The local Fox affiliate says it's a case of the good guys going after the good guys. Reason
no,
says
it's not.
No.
That description
definitely not.
Is debatable. Mm-hmm. The fake drug dealers, who were from the city's 12th precinct, plan to arrest anyone who approached them and seized their vehicles. Actions that would rightly be recognized as assault, kidnapping, and theft, but for the warped moral logic of the war on drugs. The fake drug buyers from the 11th precinct plan to arrest people for agreeing to a consensual exchange of merchandise for money. They ordered the other cops to the ground, in which case the two officers from the 12th precinct must have realized they had mistaken colleagues for criminals and that their colleagues had made the same mistake. Yet, they all got into a fight anyway. After the initial confrontation, WJBK reports, the rest of the special ops team from the 12th precinct showed up and started to raid the drug house. The homeowner stood and watched as guns were drawn, punches were thrown. At least one officer was taken to the hospital. The Daily Mail reports the incident was recorded by body cameras. WJBK says each officer involved is now under investigation as the department tries to determine what went wrong.
My God, this footage would be priceless. If somebody can file a Freedom of Information Act and get all the different angles, imagine the epic multi-cam. I mean, you had 24 cops there.
At least.
Imagine the epic multi-angle, multi-cam video that could be cut from this.
Right, but see, because this is all an internal investigation, they'll probably wind up saying that the body camera footage is not subject to FOIA, which is
because
what happens in a lot of...
employment-related issue, or what?
Well, there's a lot of cases where they just wind up saying that the body cam footage is not subject to FOIA.
Based on
that's what the statute says,
really?
Ian. Yes.
They can just exempt anything they want?
Basically,
that
yes.
Sucks. I'm sorry. This is clearly something the taxpayers have an interest in knowing about, and they should absolutely be able to get access to this footage. If you're in Michigan and you know you live in the Detroit area, and you've got the video editing skills, man. This
right, and
would be amazing.
Of course, I'm speculating here that this is not subject to FOIA because I remember there was a bill going through the New Hampshire legislature a couple of years ago to give body cameras. And one of the things was that it would not be subject to FOIA unless certain criteria were met. So... you know, since that was what was being proposed here, and it was testified that that's standard language.
They probably, well, I guess some of the objections would be there would be people on the cameras who didn't consent, and so therefore they can't give out their images without their
consent. If it's
consent.
A public place.
Well, this would have been a private home, right? This was inside.
They were brawling in the street.
Yeah. Okay.
Outside of the drug house where the homeowner was, quote, standing and watching.
The other excuse would be, these were undercover agents, so we can't release that footage.
Right.
But you can film an undercover agent
if you were
in the
there,
street,
you could.
Right.
But you weren't.
And again, this is a personnel matter because it's internal investigation. There's not a criminal case here.
No. Of course not. It's never criminal when it comes to the police,
right? A personnel matter, internal investigation. Again, WJBK, the local Fox affiliate there in Detroit, says each officer involved is now under investigation as the department tries to determine what went wrong.
Okay, boys, you go sit in that corner over there, and you go sit in that corner over there, and you've both been very naughty today.
Reason says what went wrong, aside from the obvious lack of coordination and professionalism, is that the government decided to violently insert itself into peaceful transactions between consenting adults, which led police officers to pose as such so they could lock other people in cages for actions that violate no one's rights. In this case, each side of the transaction wanted to lock up the other, and each side understandably resented the other's intention, but at least the collateral damage was kept to a minimum. Maybe this is how the war on drugs should be waged from now on.
It's a hilarious story, and it's nice to see the cops finally getting a taste of their own medicine to some extent there, even though nobody's going to be brought up on charges for being involved in this particular fight, likely.
Right.
There's likely not going to be anything more than a stern talking to that these officers in question will
receive. Oh, you're assuming they'll get a stern talking to.
So I said there'll likely be nothing more than. I did not assume they would get that.
Ah, okay.
If they get something, that'll be about as severe as it gets.
Paid vacation is what they're getting. They're getting a paid vacation.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it sounds like gang-on-gang violence, but it's of the
it
same
is.
Gang.
Yes, it is. Internal gang violence.
Yeah.
It's like if the Crips went undercover to infiltrate the Bloods, but the Bloods that they were infiltrating were also the Crips posing
or
as
something.
The Bloods.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. I hope we hear more about this, and regardless, I hope somebody at the very least asks to try to get the footage just so they can get the denial or whatever. And,
yeah.
You know, I think this would be just amazing, and if somebody did actually catch footage of this while, like, somebody standing at their in their yard watching this happen, because it was just in some neighborhood,
so there was a homeowner who was there. I wonder if he filmed it.
Probably not.
Probably scared to death.
Yeah, you're probably right.
No, it also appears to imply that he was the owner of the house that they were using as the drug house.
Oh, okay.
So maybe he knew they were cops? Maybe he didn't.
He might have known that part
one
of
side.
Them were cops.
Yeah. Right.
Made it like the story, and I read the story from Fox, and it's a little ambiguous as far as who exactly the homeowner is. Was he somebody that agreed to let them use his house as a dummy house? A little unclear there.
All right, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. According to a quick Google here, there appears to be some kind of footage that has been released. So I'm going to see if we can screen that here in moments. And then also, Daryl, you wanted to dig in a little further on this issue of police body cams, so we can do that too. You can share your thoughts with us on Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Fireplaces and wood stoves are wonderful to have and provide low-cost heating, but they've got their drawbacks, too. One of them is the increased likelihood that your home will burn. My primary advice is to use to never let fire into your home and make sure that you have an extinguisher on every floor and the garage, and that everyone knows how to use it. But if you love your wood stove, don't want to give it up, make sure that you keep things away from it, and have a professional clean it every year. The pro will make sure the chimney is properly functioning also. Make sure to dispose of your ashes outside, too. I got my Blink Home Security System delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk.
Talk Live. And you can join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and our Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
So the good news is, somebody leaked some footage.
Yeah, they did.
Undercover cops.
You see more of that.
That we were talking about in the first segment of the show, where, Daryl, you shared a story about cops from two different precincts in Detroit. One group of them was acting as drug dealers in a home.
Yes.
The other group were undercover agents trying to bust drug dealers. And
acting as buyers.
Right. The attempted bust turned into a brawl between two different groups of undercover cops who were literally fighting it out in, like, the entryway and the porch of this home. You can see in this footage them pushing one another and shoving and shouting and getting very, very, you know, loud and violent. The footage that we saw came from WXYZ, one of the TV stations, I believe ABC TV, up in Detroit. It's not clear how ABC or how WXYZ actually got a hold of the footage.
They said sources, which leads me to believe that
someone
they did not get it through a Freedom of Information request.
It sounds to me like somebody in the police department leaked this footage to them. That's my guess.
That's what it sounds like to me as well.
And now we have not seen the footage itself, like, clearly. There's a 2-minute long clip. I'll post this during probably one of the breaks
to
our Facebook or Twitter. You can check it out when you get a chance. But it's a narrated thing where there's a news guy talking about, oh, there's all this stuff happening. Good thing no one got hurt.
And faces are blurred.
Yeah. And I wonder if the news people added the blurs or if that came from the source. Did the source blur the footage, or did the source actually release unblurred footage? Because in this, as you say, the faces are blurred. They're protecting the undercover officers in this case.
Right, and looked as though they were blurring all of the faces.
Yes.
And, you know, there might have been somebody that was not undercover, because I did notice, you know, a vest that clearly said police on it.
Yeah, that
they
would have been
generally don't put those on people that are undercover.
No, that would have been the shock team or whatever, the SWAT team that would come in after
right.
the bus was supposed to begin, right?
Right, you know, but the undercovers it appeared that you couldn't actually make out any of the faces.
Correct.
It
was probably easier to just blur everybody than to try to put individual blurs on.
Right. Oh, you've got to blur this guy and this guy, but not this one or this one.
And sometimes the undercovers that weren't used in the setup, so like they'll send the undercovers in, they'll do the deal, they'll cue with some sort of, you know, audio cue to have the raid start, and that's when the raiding guys with the police on their, you know, those on their backs will come in at that point. But sometimes the raiders are also undercover agents. They just weren't used in an
undercover in that particular scenario. Okay.
So, like, that's what happened with the Weedaclaws situation, where Bob Constantine here in New Hampshire back in 2011-ish, somewhere in that range, he was raided by the New Hampshire Drug Task Force for growing cannabis at his Grafton residence. And he was set informed on by his neighbor. There was never an undercover buy or anything like that, but yet they had at least two undercover agents who were involved in the raid itself, which is why when he took that case to trial and I went there with other activists to try to record that, we were told we could not record the undercover agents. So they still use those agents even not necessarily.
And then wasn't that the same guy that you noticed at a different thing where you had gone to a court and you're, let's go get some breakfast, and you notice the guy in the parking lot?
Yes, that's right. His name was Charles Newton, and we outed him publicly because...
Yeah, and he's no longer an undercover cop. He's still a cop.
He's still a state trooper.
He's just not undercover.
Right, he's just a regular old trooper now rather than a man who tells lies for a living, which is, you know, even worse than a typical state trooper. It's the lowest level, I think, as far as, like, the job of somebody who's in law enforcement, the most, I think, the lowest, the scummiest job they can possibly have is to be an undercover agent, at least in the case of busting drug dealers and things like that, because they're arresting peaceful people who have not, you know, done anything. Mostly, usually in most drug dealers' cases, they're just selling to other consenting buyers, and so they're busting peaceful, you know, business people, basically, and they have to lie. They have to make up stories about themselves and be, deceptive in order to get in.
So let me ask this question, and I definitely want to get into the body cam.
Yeah, for sure.
Story,
we'll get into that.
But how many times do they have police go undercover where they're not busting someone for a victimless crime?
It's pretty rare, I would imagine. There's probably some sort of situation where a cop could go undercover for some sort of non-victimless crime, like maybe if they were joining a gang, gang initiations or something like that. Like, in that case, many times gang initiations are stealing or beating somebody or, you know, committing some sort of actual crime with a victim or some sort of property as the victim. So in that case, you could use an undercover agent.
Yeah, just most of the time that you hear about cops going undercover, it's either for drugs or prostitution.
Yeah, I bet it's 99% or 99.9 or 99.5% of the time probably would be.
But, you know, it's like home invasion. You don't really go undercover and find people.
Right.
Hey, let's go break into that house at the corner of 6th Avenue.
Speaking of home invasions or breaking and enterings and other crimes and cameras, you could check out the Blink home security system, which we've got one operating over at Mark's house. There's one of them here at the studio, and it's super easy to set this thing up. You go to blinkprotect.com/FTL and get your three Blink cams for some of the other guys charge for one, and it's super easy to set up because all you need is a Wi-Fi device like your tablet or your smartphone. You connect that to the Blink system and then connect your cameras. They're all battery operated, so you don't have to worry about drilling holes, running cables, and confusing DVR setups. It's really super simple. Mark got his set up in like 10 minutes, and if you know Mark, you know that's actually an accomplishment.
He's not technically inclined.
Right, so blinkprotect.com/FTL. It really doesn't get easier than this. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Like Free Talk Live. Now, as I say, with this footage, it's not worth playing on the air. It's just a cacophony of noise. You really can't. It's the fight, basically, but it's poor audio on top of that, and you can't make out anything that anyone's saying. But take our word for it. There's definitely a brawl with a bunch of cops on a front porch.
The visual is amazing. I was blown away by two cops literally fist fighting with each other.
Yeah, and more than two cops. I mean, these were there was a big pack.
Definitely. After you see the first two cops, it zooms out, and yeah, you see them all just going at each other.
And so the question is, how much footage does WXYZ have from how many different cameras? Because there were two dozen cops that were on this scene,
and it appeared to be at least two or three different angles they had.
Yeah, at least. So, you know, how much of it have they shown? How much do they have? I suspect they've got a lot more than this little clip. And so I wonder, whoever leaked this, did they leak it on any other sources? Has any of it leaked to, like, LiveLeak or YouTube or some other place where we can actually see, you know, start to finish what was released?
Good question. So. And talking about body cameras, I know there have been stories previously saying that, you know, they have some kind of huge impact on citizen complaints against officers and officer use of force. NPR's got a study on that.
All right, we're going to talk more about the impact and the effects of these body cameras on police. That's coming up. You can share your thoughts as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You lost?
Yes! Medicare is such a maze!
United Healthcare can help!
Is that why you're driving this bulldozer?
Hop in! Choosing a plan doesn't have to be complicated. United Healthcare has the people, tools, and plans to get you through it, including the only Medicare plans with the AARP name.
That was easy.
Need to find a Medicare plan? Get help now at UHCMedicare.com. AARP Medicare plans from United Healthcare. United Healthcare pays royalty fees to AARP. AARP is not an insurer.
Staples knows you can't afford to have your business slow down over the holidays. New customers aren't delivered down your chimney. You won't find new accounts in your stocking. No, just because it's the holidays doesn't mean you can stop marketing your company. So promote your business with eye-catching print materials, like presentations, brochures, postcards, and promotional products from Staples. And now save 20% off print and marketing services orders of $50 or more. Sounds like you got at least one thing on your holiday list. Staples. It's pro time. Exclusions apply. Ends 12/2/17.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You may dial toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. So Skype on in here at Skype username LRN.FM. Wow. Big day for Bitcoin. Last couple days. Scraping closer and closer to $8,000. Per Bitcoin, and I think on a couple of exchanges it actually did surpass $8,000, but on Bitcoin average, I don't believe it quite got there. I think it was within like $50 were.
I'm glad I held my Bitcoin when everybody else was selling here when it went down.
Yeah, that's true. I sold some of it off when it went down as well, and I was spooked by the whole SegWit2x thing, which apparently they tried to do today, the Bitcoin fork that everybody was freaking out about.
Yeah.
Then it was called off, then it was called back on by like 6% of the people who had originally said they were going to do it. Originally they had like 90%.
But it looks like it's not going to happen because I saw something where it said the nodes are doing what they're supposed to and not recognizing, you know, blocks that aren't large blocks.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if they've, you know, actually recognized a block yet.
They still have to mine the first large block, which they probably haven't done.
And so I did get an email from Coinbase saying that they're back to normal operations.
Okay, that's good to know.
Which basically means, you know, sounds like the SegWit thing isn't actually happening.
It like
there might
like
be a miner still trying to do it,
yeah.
But it doesn't sound like it's actually happening. And as far as the price, looking at Bitcoin average, in the last 24 hours, Bitcoin got within $3.62 of 8,000.
Oh, so close. All right.
79.96.38.
Amazing. Record high. Record high, nonetheless. Very exciting times for Bitcoin. You can go to Bitcoin.com. You want to get the latest news about Bitcoin. They've got a whole news site over there at news.bitcoin.com, so be sure to check that out. If you're brand new to Bitcoin, brand new to cryptocurrency, you got to learn about Bitcoin before you learn about anything else. I mean, there's 1,000-plus cryptocurrencies out there these days, but Bitcoin was first, and so it behooves you to kind of get the basics. Go to bitcoin.com, check that out. And it's really what's most amazing about Bitcoin, and we can talk more about it later, is that it's still going up in price, even though you really can't even use it for anything anymore except to just sit on it and hope that it goes up in price. Like, I saw a statistic today showing that 57%, more than 57% of the wallets that exist with Bitcoin in them, some amount of Bitcoin, 57% of them have less Bitcoin in them than the average or the median one, whatever the average fee is, basically.
Right.
So, like, that means that if the wallet has less than what the fees typically are, the person cannot spend that Bitcoin. It's useless at that point. So
and
half of the wallets cannot be spent because the fees are so high.
And I wonder, of those wallets, how many of them only have something in them because of this weird change address thing that really started getting implemented a couple years ago?
That could be a big factor.
I actually have a thought on this. So I don't know if you guys know this, but Bob actually sent $3 worth of bitcoins the other day at the lowest fee he could.
Okay.
And it took about a week to get through.
A week.
So
it did come through. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's without accelerating it or anything.
Amazing.
Yeah. So it is technically sort of usable. It's just a very long delay. It's kind of like writing somebody a check and mailing it to them.
That usable.
Well,
the check would probably, meaningful sense.
Right. The check would probably clear sooner. I mean, the only thing that would slow it down would be the mailing process.
Maybe. We're so used to instant everything nowadays, though. I understand the perception. I did actually use Bitcoin today on two transactions. One for fixing a car. It was a couple $100. And then, I bought lunch.
In that case,
I understand.
A $10 fee. If you're gonna spend, $1,000 on a car repair bill, $10 fee isn't anything to worry about. But if
you're
talking
spending
about
$10 on lunch, a $10 fee is utterly ridiculous,
right,
and nobody in their right mind would do it.
So, unfortunately, the question is, how long can Bitcoin continue to skyrocket when its utility has gone down over time? Meaning it is not as useful today as it was 2 years ago.
Right, but at the same time, people would say, well, gold keeps its value, and it's not necessarily as usable. You can't just walk into the local sandwich shop and shave off some gold shavings.
I would argue that in that case, gold is a unique thing that has very special properties that are useful in the marketplace, whereas Bitcoin is not unique. It's an open source project, and anybody who wants to can copy Bitcoin. The only thing that Bitcoin has, basically, at this point, is the fact that it's first. It has that first mover aspect. It's been around longest. It has the best name recognition. It has the largest network effect. And all of that is a big factor. When people see the CNBC report about how Bitcoin hitting record highs, the average person doesn't know about the fees.
Right.
They don't know about any of the things that we talk about Bitcoin. They just know that last month they saw that Bitcoin was $5,000 and now it's $7,000 or $8,000 or whatever.
Yeah,
and they're like, I got to get in on
that's
this.
That's like the one thing that Bitcoin has going for it is that the value keeps going up. And so if you're holding onto it long enough, by the time you go to spend it, the fees don't hurt
you
quite as
justify.
Much.
Right, you could try to justify, like, well, my Bitcoin went up by $1,000 in the last month, so what's a $10 fee at that point? But again, the average person still isn't going to be able to pay a $10 fee if they're going to buy a dollar pack, wrapping papers or whatever at the corner market.
Yeah, it definitely nudges you to hold and not spend, kind of contradictory.
So anyway, we could talk forever about Bitcoin, but we were talking about police body cameras.
Yeah.
And we'll get back into cryptocurrency maybe a little bit later. But what started this whole conversation was footage that has actually come out, not yet that I've seen on like a YouTube, but maybe it's there. I just haven't had a chance to really dig for it. But one TV station in Detroit released footage from body cams of police fighting with other cops, undercover cops fighting undercover cops in an undercover drug bust where both sides were inadvertently undercover officers. And it's just one of those ridiculous examples of how insane the war on drugs truly is, that it has, you know, come to literal fisticuffs in the streets of Detroit.
Yeah.
And, of course, as Reason Magazine correctly pointed out, all of this needs to stop, meaning that the war on drugs is the problem here. And they did also point out the TV station that, you know, this could have been a deadly thing if one of those cops
had
pulled
been,
a
right?
gun.
In the past?
Well, certainly. I mean, people die during undercover raids gone bad or whatever. Sometimes it's the dealers.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, didn't the report even say that there was a prior incident a number of years ago?
You
where,
might be right.
Where two people
that
died.
Was the audio thing that we didn't play on the air. That was not part of the Reason article.
Right, right.
Okay.
But still, worth pointing out that, yes, those things do happen when you're in a tight situation like that and every, you know, you're dealing with however many thousands of dollars or whatever the deal might have been on the page. Some people don't want to just let that go without a fight.
Right.
And, you know, they don't know right then that you're a cop and they might just pull a gun and blast you if they think that you're, you know, trying to rip them off. So, anyway, Daryl, you had a kind of a larger story about the police body cameras themselves.
Yes.
And kind of what's that resulted in. Now we've got a few years under our belts collectively around the U.S. where the certain departments have been using these body cameras. They're certainly not ubiquitous by any means. I don't think they have them around here in the Keene, New Hampshire area at all.
Correct.
But I believe the state police have cruiser cams. They've got them in their cars.
Right, but the police in New Hampshire, the best of my recollection, they have never been authorized to wear body cameras. But right. There are, you know, certain cars are outfitted with cameras, but the officer is not.
How about audio recorders?
Certain cars are outfitted with
they cameras, have audio too. The camera cars also have audio. If that's
but
what you're
the police don't walk around with little audio recorders. If that's your question,
yeah, that's what I'm wondering. I've seen that too in New Jersey before they were doing. I don't know if they're. They're doing. I don't know if they were doing it at the time or if they're doing it now. But before the body cams were around, they had little. I had a cop a number of years ago pull out an audio recorder. When I asked, "Are you recording again?" He said yes, and I'm like, "Oh great, go back and re-listen to what I told him because he was accusing me of lying and I wasn't."
All right, we're gonna continue here, Daryl. Where's your story from, by the way, about these police cams?
NPR.
NPR is going to look at some of the details on how these cams have been used and the results, and we'll share that with you coming up here in moments. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
From the second letter of Captain Mark. Any pirate knows that commerce is communication. Markets condense oceans of information into a single price. Innovations in communication are circumventing the scrutiny of the crown. This signals a change in the coin of the realm. The Crown uses digital currency to surveil, censor, seize, and destroy wealth at will, so pirate currency must protect us from this weaponized money. We need to move funds further, faster, cheaper, and without third-party observation, basing decisions on an accelerating flow of information, so pirates require nearly instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. A superior currency will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. Trade above the grid. Join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex- contacts employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Join us here. Our number 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. So far, I've been unsuccessful at finding any of this police body cam footage of the cops raiding the cops in Detroit and getting into a brawl. We've seen different cuts of the footage that have been aired on news channels in the Detroit and other areas, but nothing has just the raw footage from beginning to end, or even just clips of the raw footage without some newsman yammering over top of it about what was said and what was happening. I would rather just hear what was said and see what was happening, but instead they, you know, have to keep presenting us with whatever the narrative is. So
right.
We don't yet have that. I hope that somehow whoever has leaked this footage at this point does actually leak the footage properly and put it out there on the internet rather than only sending it to the news stations in this case. But definitely,
you know, we kind of are news, so they could send it over to Ian at freetalklive.com.
They certainly could. I would love to see it. Anyway, from what we can see, though, there's definitely quite a brawl that did transpire because some of the clips are, like, pretty intense. One of them, the camera actually gets knocked off of maybe the person's chest, and it goes to the ground and is basically looking straight up. And you can just see the fracas of these cops, like, going at it over top of the camera, basically, as it's recording. So definitely, you know, still worth looking at. Really just ridiculous situation that only exists because of the war on drugs. As you pointed out, Daryl, if it weren't for the war on drugs and other war on prohibition or prohibitions on consensual acts like prostitution or gambling or whatever, it's very rare that the police would have any reason to have undercover agents infiltrating anywhere
right.
and having to tell lies for a living and engage in deception against the very people that they are supposedly are their bosses, which is the strange thing, right? Like, they're your servants, supposedly, right? But yet they're arresting you for doing the thing that you wanted to do.
Well, they're protecting you from
yourself. Yeah.
You know, because if you get caught with drugs, it's going to ruin your life, Ian, because then you wind up going to jail, and then you can't get a job, because every time you fill out a job application, there's that question, have you ever been convicted? And you've got to mark yes, which makes you unemployable, so we have to arrest you, because otherwise you become unemployable, and then we make you unemployable.
Right. And so they can protect me from myself in those ways, but I can go out and get a fifth of, you know, hard liquor tonight and down it all by myself and die.
No, you can't. You're prohibited from going to the liquor stores.
That's true, but most people aren't.
That's funny.
And they wouldn't know anyway, because I don't think they've got my picture up on, like, every cash register to let every cashier
Not
know.
Not every cash register.
You're probably the only adult in New Hampshire that is banned from the liquor store.
No, there's one of at least three.
Yeah,
that's true.
Derek J. Freeman and
Jason Talbot. That's true. There were a few other people with you.
Right. Actually, there were more than three, but they couldn't identify the other three, so they never actually prohibited Graham Coulson and the rest of them.
Gotcha.
From it. So the toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. If you're wondering what we're talking about with me being prohibited from the liquor stores, you have to see Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, which you can watch for free online anytime you want. Just go to victimlesscrimespree.com. All right, so Daryl, you had a story from NPR
Yes.
about police body cams in general.
Yes, and there was a study performed specifically in Washington, D.C., where they rolled out a, according to this article, a huge camera program. And in D.C. specifically, they found that having police wear body cameras seems to have no discernible impact on citizen complaints or officers' use of force.
Really?
The city has one of the largest forces in the country, with some 2,600 officers now wearing cameras on their collars or shirts. Anita Ravishankar, a researcher with the Metropolitan Police Department and a group in the city government called Lab at DC, says, "We found essentially that we could not detect any statistically significant effect of the body-worn cameras."
Huh.
Police Chief Peter Newsom says, "I think we're surprised by the result. I think a lot of people were suggesting that the body-worn cameras would change behavior. There was no indication that the cameras changed behavior at all." He says, "Perhaps that's because his officers were doing the right thing in the first place." And again, this is NPR reporting, and they're reporting what he's saying, where he says, "See, my officers weren't bad because they didn't change their behavior at all."
Well, wait a minute. He should have said the correct thing, not the right thing, because they clearly generally don't do the right thing. They don't do the moral thing. They do what, you know, they pretty much do what they want, but
and what they're told.
Yeah, right.
Which
is
according
often the wrong
to him,
thing.
Right. But according
thing.
To the chief of police, as long as you're doing what you're told, you're doing the right thing.
That's
the article continues. In the wake of high-profile shootings, many police departments have been rapidly adopting police body-worn cameras, despite a dearth of solid research on how the technology can change policing. David Yocum, director of Lab at DC, says, "We need science rather than our speculation about it to try to answer and understand what impacts the cameras are having." His group worked with local police officials to make sure that the cameras were handed out in a way that let researchers carefully compare officers who were randomly assigned to get cameras with those who were not. The study ran from June 2015 to last December. So from June 2015 to December 2016.
Okay.
And then they've spent the last, say, 9-10 months compiling all of the data. Michael White, a researcher at Arizona State University who has studied body-worn cameras in Tempe and Spokane, Washington, says, "This is a very methodologically rigorous study. It was done very well, and that's not a small issue, because there have been many studies of body-worn cameras that are not rigorous. It's to be expected that these cameras might have little impact on the behavior of police officers in D.C., he says, because this particular force went through about a decade of federal oversight to help improve the department. He says, quote, they're hiring the right people. They've got good training. They've got good supervision. They've got good accountability mechanisms in place. When you have a department in that kind of state, I don't think you're going to see a large reduction in use of force and complaints because you don't need to. There is no large number of excessive use of force that needs to be eliminated. The big question about cameras right now, he says, is it worth the cost?
Right, because there have been, I recall, a study in the past, and maybe it wasn't the one, you know, wasn't one of the rigorous ones that did find the use of force complaints went down.
Yeah, that was somewhere in California. I don't remember the town, but it was, you know, one specific town in California where they were like the first place. Mm-hmm. And again, that was one of those really, really bad departments,
right,
where there were a lot of complaints to begin with. And this, they were saying, you know, they didn't really have a lot of complaints. So when you don't have a lot, it's kind of hard to reduce from not a lot anyway. But there are some of the people, especially the anti-police accountability people, saying, well, this just proved, the study in that California town from however many years ago, they say, this just proves that people were filing false complaints, not that the cops actually started acting better.
There's always an excuse.
The reason the complaints against cops went down is because people were just making stuff up.
Well, now they can't.
And now they can't because there's a camera showing that they were making stuff up.
That could be true.
Behavior didn't change at all.
It could be true, but not always, right? Like, who knows?
Right. It's probably, you know, as they say, six of one, half dozen of another to where, did some people stop making false complaints? Possibly. Did police behavior improve? Also possible. I just found this very interesting. And again, Michael White continues, besides buying the actual cameras, cash-strapped police departments have to pay to store and manage thousands of hours of video footage.
Right. That's no easy task.
He says, I think a big part of the answer to the question of is it worth it is going to come from what the police department and the community want to accomplish with the rollout of the body-worn surveillance cameras. Mm. What were you going to say, Chris?
Just that's the impact, is the entities that probably lobbied for the cameras in the first place were financially rewarded very well.
Taser is one of those companies.
Yeah. I think the impact is, it has had the intended impact.
Right. Not only do you pay Taser for very expensive hardware, but then you also pay ongoing monthly fees, I think it is, for the continued maintenance on the system.
Oh, and then because it's proprietary software, you have to pay us a monthly fee to be able to use the software to look at the video.
Exactly. So there's more on the way here. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We got censorship we can talk about as well coming up on Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.